With Dusty out, who's going to be in? That is the question on Grant and Danny. Welcome back, 106.7 The Fan. Alex Cora has landed in Boston. He will manage the Red Sox when he's done helping coach the Houston Astros in the World Series. Ron Gartenhire has accepted the job in Detroit with the Tigers. The best remaining candidate in terms of name and recent success is John Farrell. I've got my little gripes with John Farrell, just like I did Dusty, but I'll say similarly, he's had a lot of success and he's a pretty good manager. He seems like the safest, most sellable option. And if we're coming on the show in 3 days getting ready for a John Farrell introductory press conference, I think Nationals fans can absolutely live with that. The question becomes, how much of an upgrade is he over Dusty Baker? Is he one? I would say it's a downgrade in the clubhouse. It's an upgrade in-game in the postseason once you get there.
He doesn't have a great rep with that from a lot of Boston fans that I happen to know, but again, that's very anecdotal. Obviously, I can't watch every Red Sox game. I can't tell you tactically in the seventh inning of a game in June he botched something, so I don't know. But his rep isn't great in that department, but it is
average,
a safe hire.
Let's say he's average, then he's an upgrade from Baker in-game because he just hasn't been in the postseason in his 2 years here or the several years before that. We're going to get into the Redskins and the Eagles, by the way, at 11:30 with Craig Hoffman right after we take some of your calls. So I think Farrell's the most likely candidate. The one crazy idea that I got, and this is going back about a week ago now, if something happened to Dusty Baker, is to go the route of one of the really old, out-of-baseball, longtime legendary managers.
One more chance kind of guys?
The one last ride for 72-year-old Jim Leland. Mm. Or 73-year-old Tony La Russa. Now, you're talking about 6 months of traveling and flying all over the country every
day. That's a grind, man.
That is not easy. So you got to want to do it if you're Leland. You're also going to need to pay these guys. La Russa got relieved of his duties from the Diamondbacks. Those are legends who have won championships. Those are guys who can manage, who can handle a clubhouse. I don't think either of those options is likely, but I'm just floating that out there as something the Nats should absolutely consider.
Couple reasonable candidates who, and here's the caveat, these are the kind of guys you can get now because they haven't had managerial experience before. That's who's more available to you now. The star manager, so to speak, or the next big thing, you probably can't go get now because of the Nationals' reputation, deserved or no. So there are two names that I have heard just in the sense of, hey, wouldn't this be good, and floated out there, no sourcing on this or anything, but Dave Martinez, who's Joe Maddon's right-hand man, has been with him through a couple different stops. Former big leaguer, is a guy that's very popular, known as the manager in waiting, someone that's really smart, really good, and ready to go. The other name, a guy that's been up for several jobs, hasn't gotten them, long time, A, really good player, B, really well-respected, is Sandy Alomar Jr., someone that has been around and whose name has been on a lot of short lists, including in Boston before John Farrell was ultimately hired.
That's such a risk to go with a guy, though, who has not done it.
It's
especially
a
guy who's interviewed a ton and hasn't gotten gigs.
I know.
You know, Cora, at least to me, is in TV 2 years ago. He's a bench coach. He's the sexy name. He gets the job right away. I don't know why that feels better, but Alomar has been linked to gigs for a handful of years
now.
He's
been so close.
That always worries me. I just got a DM from our buddy Blue Shorts, who writes at thefandc.com. One of our social guys, and he has a piece on some of the things Tom Lavero was saying about the managerial searches of the past. Lovey on Friday was quoted as saying, Mike Rizzo wanted to give Davey Johnson, after 2012, a multi-year contract, he explained, but Davey wanted $4 million a year for several years, which is the same contract that Dusty Baker had gotten in Cincinnati. The Learners, according to Lavero, said, no, we don't have Davey. We'll have Davey back, but for 1 year. There have been other reports about Cal Ripken Jr. They wanted to pay him a bunch, and the Learners said no. I don't know exactly what's true and what isn't on all of this. I mean, I think sometimes people can position themselves to look better or worse after the fact based on negotiations. Do I think the Learners are cheap with managers? Yes, I do think that they're cheap with managers. I also think they've been in a position, though, where they can be. I don't think if Mike Rizzo was able to bring Joe Maddon here before he went to the Cubs, they would have said, we'll give him 2 years and $3 million. I don't think that would have happened. I think if you get a really good manager, they would pay. They have not had that. And the guys that have done a really good job, like Davey Johnson, there have been major flaws. His age not being around for a long time. Dusty Baker, similarly, there were major question marks, which, by the way, they were right about. Matt Williams, they had never seen manage before. Cal Ripken Jr., by the way, he just wants a ton of money to come in. Can he manage? I don't know.
I mean, I assume so, but we don't know.
Why would you assume so? He's never even coached. I mean, just because he knows a lot about baseball, he's a good manager?
Yeah, because he was calling pitchers from shortstop that year. I guess.
How much that means. So I don't have a problem necessarily when an owner says, yeah, I'm not just going to give Cal Ripken Jr. 3 years and $4 million apiece when he's never done this before. Prove it. We do that with players all the time. Why wouldn't we do it with managers? Let's go to Carl in Alexandria. Hey, Carl.
Hey, I'm one who believes the Nationals blew this and that they should have hung on to Dusty. First of all, I know it's up in the air. Anytime you choose a manager or a player even, you're taking a chance. You don't know what you're going to get. And to let this guy go, to let him go when there's no better option. And there are none. There are no better options. Cora has never managed before. They're taking a chance with him as they would be anybody. Joe Maddon made a lot of poor managerial decisions in this series against the Nationals. It's just that he had a couple of hitters that made a couple of timely hits, or he would be getting crucified also. And the way that they let Dusty go to hold on to him for those extra 8 days or whatever it was, he could have been out there applying for other jobs, or the Nats could have been at the top of the list for somebody else.
Well, Carl, so I agree with the last point on Dusty and the 8 days. I really do. But I would ask you this, really two questions. Number one, Maddon made a bunch of decisions that were easy to second guess, like most managers do over the course of a series. Did he make any decisions as egregious as some of the things that Dusty did, like not pinch hitting for a light hitting catcher with the bases loaded only to double switch him out of the game for a worse hitting catcher to bat second in the next inning?
I hear you.
If it's your first ever day on the job, you don't botch. I mean, Joe Maddon would never do that.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, but it's just the same. It's just like saying, oh, Dusty, he left Scherzer in too long. Well, that's his ace. He's going to take a chance, and he blew it.
Anyone saying that, thanks for the call. There's a difference between saying that, which is incorrect, and then saying, how do you double switch Lobatone in after you don't pitch it for Weeder?
Yeah, that's what people
How do you go to Solis three times and not Maddon?
This is what's driven me nuts, is people go, look at this. None of the guys hit. Is that Dusty's fault? No. No one's saying it is. No one's saying Daniel Murphy hitting in the ones for the series is Dusty Baker's fault. No one's saying that Bryce Harper hitting 200 is Dusty Baker's fault. No, you'd have to be crazy to say that. It's the incapability of having, as you always put it, two different conversations. They lost this series because their two best pitchers threw 14 innings, basically, of no-hit baseball, and the Nats lost both those games.
Yeah.
In a game five, anything can happen, okay? And here's what did happen. Dusty made a bunch of mistakes. Dusty made mistakes in game three, bringing in Sammy Solis to face a guy that rakes against lefties. And that was somehow fine. It's not fine. It's not okay. Please don't do that. Dusty made that double switch that you talked about, brought in Sammy Solis again. No one's sitting here going, how could you bring in Scherzer? I was in the crowd going apes because they're bringing in Max Scherzer. I was like everybody else. That was the exact right call. 100% you do that. Of course you do. You ride the lightning, man. There are things that he can control he didn't do well. Why can't we say both things? That always frustrates me.
800-636-1067 is the number you want to jot it down for later in the show. You can tweet us. I'm at Grant H. Paulson.
At Funny Danny.
Craig Hoffman on the Redskins and the Eagles Monday Night Football tonight joins us next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.